This is Health Matters reporting on a high blood pressure in children.
Blood pressure readings measure how forcefully blood flows through the body's vessels. With high blood pressure, the blood pushes too hard against the vessel walls. This can cause vessels to widen and contract in abnormal ways, which causes damage to the vessels, the heart, and other organs.
Children can develop high blood pressure for the same reasons as adults do: excess weight or obesity, poor diet, and lack of exercise. The primary cause, however, is usually an underlying disease, namely heart or kidney disease. Also, certain medications can cause high blood pressure in children, which generally returns to normal when the medication is discontinued.
High blood pressure is medically identified as hypertension. Hypertension caused by medication is called secondary hypertension. In other words, secondary hypertension has an underlying, potentially correctable cause.
Drugs that can cause hypertension include ibuprofen, naproxen, Prozac, antidepressants, decongestants, diet pills, prednisone, and oral contraceptives.
Only 10 to 15% of adults with high blood pressure have secondary hypertension. The good news is that 85% of the children with hypertension have secondary hypertension. There is an identifiable underlying cause, usually kidney disease.
The American Association of Family Physicians recommends that children confirmed as having hypertension should be evaluated for any possible underlying cause, especially kidney disease.
When doctors cannot determine an underlying cause of high blood pressure in a child, they look at family history, weight, and race. It turns out that African American children are at a higher risk, and it's no surprise that obesity is a major cause, or that obese parents with high blood pressure can foster obese children with high blood pressure. No doubt the current epidemic of childhood obesity has direct bearing of the fact that hypertension is on the rise in children.
Hypertension in children needs to be treated. If it isn't caused by kidney disease or heart disease, it can lead directly to either disease. It can also cause stroke.
How to treat high blood pressure in children is still being researched. In general, however, treatments are similar to those prescribed for adults. If your child has high blood pressure, it's important to work with a physician on the appropriate treatment. Aside from medication, the basics are the same as for many of today's diseases: balanced diet and more exercise.
These days, there are strong opinions about what a balanced diet is, but we know for certain that whole foods are essential. Packaged processed foods containing lots of factory sugar and factory fat are rightly called Frankenfoods. You are on track to health when your diet consists of fresh vegetables and fruits, dairy products, and unprocessed meats, and as little refined carbohydrates as possible.
The kid market is a big target for packaged snacks and treats, but children don't benefit from these so-called treats, and certainly not from daily consumption of them. Your food budget will go down if you stop buying them.
Hypertension is no longer rare in children, in large part due to childhood obesity. At the same time, hypertension in children is underdiagnosed. Since childhood hypertension doesn't usually manifest symptoms, doctors recommend that blood pressure be taken in routine checkups. Hopefully, this is par for the course when your child visits a doctor.
In addition to being at risk for serious diseases, children not treated for high blood pressure may suffer cognitive impairment. A just-published study in the Journal of Pediatrics found that 75 children with untreated high blood pressure performed worse on several cognitive function tests when compared to 75 with normal blood pressure. The children with untreated hypertension exhibited less ability to remember, less ability to pay attention, and less ability to organize facts.
Since cognitive function is still maturing into the early 20s, it makes sense that children may be uniquely susceptible to cognitive deficits related to high blood pressure, which impacts the flow of blood to the brain.
The tests showing impaired cognitive ability were untreated cases of childhood hypertension. However, more research is needed to determine the cognitive function in children who are being treated for hypertension.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopla, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Toshana Moon, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.